USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Authorities say a passenger plane with no one but the pilot on board crashed overnight on an island in the Washington state's Puget Sound after being stolen from SeaTac International Airport. Some eyewitnesses saw the aircraft being chased by two military F-15s, but thought it was all just a drill.
We were sitting in the lounge chairs watching sunset, and then we saw the plane, and then the jets going right behind it, and my first thought was, they're doing something at McCord, and that's when they heard the boom.
Authorities say the plane was stolen by a suicidal airline mechanic. Here's audio from the cockpit while it was in flight.
I'm going to try to do a barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
The mechanic told traffic controllers he was a broken guy with some screws loose. At one point, he also said he was concerned because he was going to run low on fuel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A huge payday for a former school groundskeeper who claims his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was caused by his repeated exposure to Monsanto's Roundup Pro. He was awarded over $250 million by a jury in San Francisco. Monsanto's attorney, George Lombardi, says it's the most widely used herbicide in the world.
The verdict, it doesn't change the overwhelming scientific evidence and the 40 years of safe use.
Monsanto was facing thousands of similar lawsuits. This was the first to go to trial. Washington, D.C. officials were preparing for a white nationalist rally Sunday afternoon at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Heidi Byrick tracks the so-called hate groups.
They look to the past as their compass, and they're very bothered by current demographics and changes that are leading to, you know, a different kind of America from their position.
On the anniversary of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville that left a woman dead, the Unite the Right 2 demonstration is expected to bring hundreds of participants to the nation's capital and as many as 2,000 counter-protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
16 states offer shoppers free tax weekends throughout the year, and this weekend, officials in Texas are offering shoppers a savings of $8 on every $100 they spend. John Clemens reports.
In Texas, the tax-free weekend goes through midnight Sunday, August 12th, leading shoppers to hit the stores where they can purchase clothing, footwear, school supplies, even backpacks that cost under $100. Purchases can come from a store or online or catalog seller doing business in Texas. The tax-free weekend has been an annual event in Texas since 1999. This year, shoppers will save an estimated $90.3 million in state and local taxes during the sales tax weekend. I'm John Clemens.
House Democrats are introducing a comprehensive reauthorization of the Higher Education Act, the AIM Higher Act. They're promising a debt-free degree. Democrats, like Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia, says the crushing student loan debt has now reached an astronomical amount.
The promise of an affordable education is out of reach for millions of students. And in May of this year, America's outstanding student loan debt surpassed $1.5 trillion.
He delivered the weekly Democratic address. 11 all-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion Joey Chestnut is trying something new. Today's in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Fair's first ever cheese curd eating championship.
You know, I got into competitive eating because I love to eat, and I love beating the heck out of people. But so I try to just have fun, and I was enjoying the food and beating the heck out of the guys next to me.
When it comes to cheese curds, he tells ESPN he just tried his first one on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.